We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
In town tonight. God, if I'm going, and I'm not, I pray to God he doesn't play this song. Poison by Alice Cooper, who's at the horrible song. Horrible. But Alice Cooper, the original shock rocker, is in town tonight at the Kauffman Center. Rod's on his way. Your keyword to cash, by the way, is thief. T-H-I-E-F. Text that into 72881. And you're on the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash.
I'd like to point out that Rod asked me to come in and run the board for him, for you guys.
Hi.
Hi. Jonathan Weir, everybody. And he left me with that song. Like, he didn't, he just was like, and play that, and then just left. And I was like, oh, okay. And I wasn't even looking. I just hit play, and it was that song, and I got Scott going, God.
Blah. Worst Alice Cooper song.
But we're happy to have you.
It's not great.
Hello, my people.
Hello. So, story from outer space.
Oh, yes.
It's either aliens or it's a microwave. We don't know yet.
Well, which one is it?
We don't know. There's been a mysterious radio signal that's been spotted by a telescope in Canada. It is the lowest frequency to date. And it was posted last week by Patrick Boyle from Canada's McGill University.
Okay.
A fast radio burst, short burst of radio waves coming from beyond the Milky Way, they think.
Oh, my God.
The detection has not been independently verified yet, which is why they're not sure whether or not it's a microwave or whether it's an actual radio signal. But.
They're reaching out.
Could be.
They're trying to converse.
Could be.
I really think we could get everybody to be on board with reinvesting in NASA again if we did get a signal from outer space and, like, translated it and it said, America sucks. Then we would get everybody, you know what, fun, get $1 trillion a year for NASA.
Bom, 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 bom.
Need to show Gleep Claps who's in charge.
They're reaching out to us.
They are.
Yeah.
They want to say hi.
Or it's a microwave.
One of the two.
You know, why? Why?
I'm just saying. I think we should be more concerned that they don't know which one. Shouldn't
you would think it would be really obvious?
Yeah, into all that, be like, oh, this is just whatever.
Yeah, you guys are right. I forgot. Let's see. We began flight a little over 100 years ago. We put a man on the moon a little over 49 years ago. And all of a sudden, you two super scientists think, well, geez, Jonathan Weir. We should be able to detect whether or not this is a radio signal from far away or a microwave.
From the kitchen. You would think so.
I don't think that's the kind of microwave they're talking about.
Could be.
No, it's not somebody going, honey, is it a minute 30 or a minute 45 on the
popcorn.
Mac and cheese? What?
Is that a Hot Pocket?
Oh, Hot Pockets.
Alien Pockets.
Well,
I don't think that's the kind of microwave they're talking
about.
But
let's just say, okay, so this website that it's posted on, what's it called? The Astronomer's Telegram.
Already sounds like bullcrap.
Right.
Just does not sound like a real,
no.
An accredited astronomer submitted an observation to the Telegram claiming he had discovered a very bright star. It was Mars.
Well.
So I'm just saying, could be the microwave from the kitchen.
Sometimes you mess up.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you get it right.
I love it.
I would love it if it was actually aliens, though. I think that's fascinating.
I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a hot pocket for dinner. Good to see I'm not the only white trash here. I buy the hot pockets. I go in grocery stores. I'm like, yeah, I get these. I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. I'm always like, I'm going to die. I paid for that?
So I don't think it's that kind of microwave.
You don't know.
You're right, Kara. I don't know if it may have been a microwave at my mother's house exactly. that they detected from a foreign star in a galaxy far, far away. I'd like to think that they're reaching out to us, that they want to say hello, and that they're friendly, and that they want to come down and meet me and probe me.
But specifically that last part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe take a look inside.
Yeah. I mean.
From the text line? Space Force becomes reality.
Oh, yeah, that's again, this is how we get it done. We start saying this stuff is real. Say we detected something from outer space, and it just said, quote, America sucks. Everywhere else is awesome.
Space Force, we got to take them out.
I've always said this, that if China goes to the moon and knocks over the flag on the moon, we're back in days. We're going back to the moon immediately.
You know that flag is still there.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You can see it on a telescope.
They go up there. They knock over our flag. You're telling me the entire country wouldn't be on board with funding NASA, however much it cost, to go back up there and fix the flag?
Part of me thinks, whenever I read something like this, I absolutely believe it. We are naive to think that we're the only speck out there.
I don't think that.
But then the other part of me is like, why haven't we heard from somebody else by now? Like, well, in a big, like, close encounters way.
It's a big neighborhood.
All right.
And maybe we have. Maybe all those people who claim they've been probed really have been.
Oh, please. We had this conversation a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about, what's that stupid movie that came out in the late 90s about the guy that got probed and then brought back?
It's not a stupid movie. It's an autobiographical film about what happened to those three guys in a cornfield.
Wasn't it called Alien Stud 7?
No.
Is that the one you're talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Alien Stud 6.
Six. Yes, I think it was six, John.
They all passed a polygraph, which, by the way, real quick, hard left
turn. So did O.J. Simpson. What difference does it make if you pass a polygraph about aliens? That. We don't know that.
Kara Markster.
He said he did.
Dana Wright.
Over the weekend, Scott Baio, right? Is that the one?
Scott Baio.
Comes out and says he passed 5 polygraph
tests.
Which, whatever. First of all, who says that? And he says, with 2 world-renowned polygraph experts, which proves, he says, he didn't have some inappropriate relationship with someone 30 years ago. Yeah. That no one cares about, Scott Baio.
Well, they cared enough that he needed to take 5 tests.
So I say to Scott, first of all, you don't just run out to some storefront and be like, I want to take 5 polygraph tests with 5 world-renowned experts to prove my innocence. It doesn't work like that. So I Google KC Polygraph during a break while we were out at Brubaker's in Belton.
Right.
I got results. There are no fewer than 3 local polygraph places. And I call the guy and I leave him a message. I'm like, please come on our show. We want to talk about how it works.
Will you get polygraphed?
Yes! I told Scott I'm doing it.
Scott, will you get polygraphed too?
Depending on what they want to ask about.
Maybe we get one of those diviners with the guys with the sticks, you know, that they can find water. Maybe get one of them out here too.
No,
since we're...
I believe in the changes in your pulse and other things when you are lying.
But didn't you just say that Scott Baio was full of crap?
No, he's full of crap that he even went out and found 2 experts to polygraph him 5 times.
Well, I believe him.
He didn't name them. He just said, oh, I passed 5 polygraphs. Okay.
So
I'm
Scott Baio
you,
is lying, but polygraphs are real.
There's a guy locally who's been doing this for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't heard back from him, and I emailed and called, but maybe he's on vacation. I want us all to do this because I am fascinated with what it can do and what it can't do.
Well, he can ask me some questions, but I want those questions in advance.
That's not how it works.
Well, then he's not asking me any
questions.
I'm
sure the criminals would like the questions in advance, too.
I'm not
you on the night of the 22nd.
I'm not a criminal.
Hey, you didn't tell me you were going to be asking me that.
What do you not want to share with us?
Yeah, that's the thing. What do you not want
to... It's not what I don't want to share with you. It's what I don't want to share with him. And then when I lie to him about it, he's going to call me out on it.
They don't call you out in the movies, they're like, oh, deception.
They just make a little red circle on
I know.
The part where
that's calling you out. That's how they call you out.
Yeah. What are you writing down?
If they grab the blue pen, they think you're telling the truth. If they grab the red pen, you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it.
I think this is a great idea, and you should have the text line submit questions.
I agree, and I cannot wait.
Nope. No way.
What if they asked, have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever committed petty theft? Then my answer would be no.
Oh, sunglasses.
Well,
but
that would be a lie.
That's not theft. Walking out unintentionally with something is not the legal definition of theft.
Look up the definition of theft, please.
Now, if I take a flat screen TV from Walmart and I run out and knock over the greeter, that's theft.
So it's only theft if it involves assault?
It's only theft. You have to have intent to break the law. With theft, I accidentally walked out with them. That's not theft.
I don't believe that's
theft
right.
is no. defined as the physical removal of an object that is capable of being stolen without the consent of the owner and with the intention of depriving the owner of it permanently.
With the intention. So if you go grocery shopping and you have milk or cat litter on the bottom of the cart and you get out to your car and you're loading the stuff in and you're like, ah, oh, that was under there. I didn't pay for that. That's not theft.
If you don't go back in...
If that's theft, then everyone listening
is
guilty. Because
if you don't take it back,
if you don't take it back,
because then you kept it with the intention of depriving it
of the from the owner. You knew at that point, okay, I have something that doesn't belong to me. That is the first definition of theft. And then you didn't go back in to pay for what you had taken, even if it was on accident. Therefore, intentionally making a decision to deprive the owner of said property.
As long as you agree,
theft. Guilty!
As long as you agree that it's not theft all the way out when you're walking to your car.
Dana, it was not what you did at Walmart was not theft
until
you looked in your rearview mirror to drive away, saw the glasses on top of your head, and continued to drive away. Then it became the legal definition of theft. You are guilty, guilty, guilty.
Someone just wrote in, Dana would be so stressed by that question that you will come up positive. And so, Jonathan, you have anxiety like I do, right? Mm-hmm. I have said to Scott, I think I will come back lying about everything because I will be stressed out just being hooked up. Like, I don't think I've ever killed anybody. Have I? I don't think so. Like, I will come back deceptive because I will be stressed out.
So take a bunch of Xanax and you'll pass.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, summer is here. Have the folks at Seal Once come out and clean, seal, and permanently protect all of those high-ticket areas on the outside of your home. They'll come out and clean and seal any wood or concrete surface. Think about it. Your patio, your deck, your driveway, your fence. Seal Once KC helps eliminate some of the worries about replacing those big-ticket items because they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. Then come inside. Think about your cracked or stained garage or basement floors. Seal Once KC has you covered with their permanent polymer decorative coating. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, comes in a variety of cool colors. Will definitely bring that wow factor to your home. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Tell them Dana told you to call. You're still going to get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com today.
Elton John here on Dana and Parks. By the way, for everybody who came out on Friday out to Brubaker's in Belton, thank you for your time. Everybody was so friendly, and I hope everybody had a really good time. God knows we did. A story here from CBS News, and if you haven't had a chance to see the video, just go look it up on YouTube because it'll melt your heart. Actually, heart melting is actually in the first sentence. I did not proofread my story. A Pittsburgh dad who works three jobs made his daughter's dream come true last month, and the heart-melting gesture has gone
viral.
That's right. Nevaeh Smith, who is 14, found her dream dress for the 8th grade formal dance. The two-piece dress was out of the family's budget. They couldn't afford it. So her dad, Ricky, didn't think he'd be able to purchase it for her at first. Smith balances three jobs to support his family, according to the UK Daily Mail. After saving up, the father was able to buy Nevaeh's dream dress, and the surprise brought her to tears. Nevaeh's mom, Kelly, filmed the emotional moment on June 12th, and it has since gone. The video shows Smith opening a garment bag to reveal the surprise to his daughter, Nevaeh. Her jaw drops as she stands up and gives her dad a huge hug. Thanks to her father's hard work, Nevaeh proudly wore that dress to the dance on June 15th. So the video has just been released, but the story, what he did, is actually a couple of months old. Nevaeh told CBS This Morning during a Skype interview, "I am grateful that he found a way to get me the dress, and I really appreciate how many jobs my dad has worked. I just don't want people to think just because you don't have the money, you can't make your kids happy because you can," said Ricky. The dress was expensive, but he says the look on his daughter's face was priceless, and the gift was more than just a dress for a school dance. It is something he says Nevaeh will cherish forever.
What, when you were that age, was so important to you? What material
thing? A mongoose bike.
Yeah, we can all remember that thing. What did you want so badly and you knew your parents could not afford it? For me, at age 13 or 14, it would have been clothes, which I know is stupid. And there are people saying, well, you know, I can already hear you saying, what a brat. She wanted this dress that her dad couldn't buy. You forget how important those things are in middle school and high school if you don't have money. They're very important, especially to teenage girls. And they are to boys, too. But when it comes to things like dances, do you remember something, Kara, that you wanted so badly as a kid, especially as a teenager, that your parents could not afford?
Yeah, a car.
A car.
How'd you get your first car?
I saved up money.
Okay.
Mine was Pei-Pei jeans. All my friends had them.
Pei-Pei? Oh, Pei-Pei.
And we were too poor for them. And so I would wear fake knockoff Pei-Peis from Alco. They were not Pei-Peis. Mm-hmm. Or Guess. Do you remember Guess?
Of course I remember.
Oh my
Guess.
Gosh. Everyone wanted Guess jeans. My dad was like, "You've lost your mind." They were like $60.
Did your classmates make fun of you?
Yes.
Is this part of the inner Dana that we've talked about before?
Yeah, I think so. Especially until I was probably in 8th grade, but man, that 5th, 6th, 7th grade year was rough.
Those are the worst years.
The worst. Girls are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Why are... that's true. I don't understand it.
It's emotional battery.
That's not cool. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markson.
The mayor railing against the recent surge in gun violence. That's next.
Hey, call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation for landscape, hardscape, and irrigation. And I know it's hot out right now. It's hard to think about sitting on that back patio and enjoying the heat. But think about getting on their schedule now. They will come out and design something beautiful for your home. And get on the schedule now. Then when fall rolls around, gorgeous outdoor patio weather, you can enjoy that space with your family. You know they got an A+ BBB rating for landscape, hardscape, and irrigation. And remember, their irrigation system is a smart irrigation system. That thing knows when it's raining. Comes with a 5-year warranty. I love our irrigation system. Give them a call. Get on the schedule now for fall. 913-441-3900. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com. Lightning-landscape.com.
5:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. Our Kansas City Mayor Sly James, frustrated and sad about the level of violence the city's seen in the last few days. 24 people have been shot since last Wednesday, at least 6 killed. James says this isn't about gangs.
What we're seeing are those runoff, senseless, one-of-a-kind type things that happen sporadically in all parts of this city, and you can't predict them. You can't plan for them.
He says gun control measures like longer background checks and mandatory reporting if a gun is lost or stolen may help keep the guns out of the hands of bad guys. But he adds that's up to state lawmakers because the city is doing everything it can right now. Looking for a job? If you're cool under pressure, it shouldn't be too difficult to find work as a 911 operator nationwide. There's a shortage of qualified dispatchers. Stress, low pay, and a tight labor market get the blame. Deanna Wells, director of the Cowlitz County 911 Center in Washington, says there's a high turnover rate.
I have only seen three dispatchers who actually made it to retirement.
She's trying to hire six dispatchers right now. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us. Knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. They thrive on making sure that you are more than satisfied. I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend. I've watched his crews at work. They're the best in the business. And the work at Dale's in Blue Springs is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's our phone number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
We have a frontal system making a beeline into the Kansas City area that's going to help to increase our chances for showers and thunderstorms. It's also going to help us to break this heat. Now expecting plenty of sunshine for the afternoon or high soaring for the mid to upper 90s. Heat index values close to 100. There may be a few stray thunderstorms out there for the afternoon time, most of it north. And then through this evening and as the night goes on, ramping up that chance for showers and thunderstorms with stronger storms here, low mid 70s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KNBZ Weather.
Right now, 94 at KCI. It's 96 in Olathe, 96 at your official weather station. KNBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KNBZ.
Okay, go. On Dana and Parks. By the way, a quick correction. If you were on with us earlier today, Toby Doerr, who is formerly Toby Young, and if that name doesn't ring a bell, what she did will. She was the woman who helped John Maynard escape the Lansing prison 12 years ago, believe it or not.
In a dog crate.
She is going to be joining us on the program in a couple of weeks. We said it was a week from this Thursday. It's actually, 2 weeks from this Thursday.
I cannot wait. And I've been emailing back and forth with her. And I have posted the phenomenal Kansas City Star article over the weekend about what she's doing now. She's been out for a while.
Mm-hmm. She's been out for 10 years.
You know, what she thinks about the crime,
mm-hmm.
What she thinks about John Maynard. She's now married. Calls him the man who saved her life, and she is writing a book about her experience and why she says her past kind of led up to the decision that was made.
She says John Maynard saved her life?
No, her current husband.
Oh, her current husband.
Saved her life.
I see.
I didn't realize that not only did they plan this out to the point that he then had to go lose weight.
25 pounds.
To fit in the dog crate.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder how long that took.
And it wasn't some glamorous heist. I mean, they walked right out. Walked right out with those dog crates. Everyone just assumed there were dogs in the crates.
Always.
Yeah, they loaded up the crates into her van. She drove right out. They waved at her on the way out.
Well, and they did it on a Sunday, Rod, on a cold Sunday, because on Sundays they don't do three head counts. They only do two. So they could have gotten farther.
Obviously,
they swapped out the truck for a car in Bonner Springs, which, having lived in Lansing growing up in high school, Bonner Springs is 5-6 miles down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in Bonner Springs before you know it. And so, they had the car ready to go. And here's the fascinating thing in this story in the Star.
There's so much that's fascinating about it.
It was a great read. If you didn't get a copy of the Sunday Star, and there's no anniversary or anything, they just interviewed her, which was kind of cool. She said when she got into the van and drove off on February 12th, 2006, She did not know if he, John Maynard, had gotten into the dog crate.
For sure, she didn't know.
And so she's driving through the gate. They wave her through. She was a trusted person from the outside. And she says in the article that as she's driving out, she says, "Are you back there?" And she was hoping that that she would hear nothing. She didn't. And she thought to herself, "Whew, okay, he didn't get in the dog crate. Plan aborted." About 10 seconds later, she looks back and sees his hand come out of a dog crate and then thought, "Oh God, what do we do now?"
Yeah. And he said, "Drive.
Drive, drive."
And then you're in a position where, okay, now what do we do? Because talking about it's one thing.
Yeah, you've taken this. Yeah,
busting somebody out is a completely different thing.
You are past the point of no return now.
And so, and here's
what's you can't turn back and go, "Oh, by the way, I wanted to drop him off."
Right. Sorry. You can't put that genie back in the bottle.
No.
What I can't get over is she was 48 years old at the time.
He was 26.
She was a mother. She was a wife. She was miserable in her marriage.
Yep.
But she was just 4 years older than I am now when those decisions were made. And one of the things, and she's going to write a book about this, is, you know, what in her background and upbringing and then later adult life.
You know, it'd make a great movie.
Oh, led her to this moment. And she said the number of women who wrote to her in prison and said, "I understand. I'm not certain I could have done exactly what you did.
Really?
But I understand feeling trapped and miserable." And then you meet someone who's paying attention to you and cares about you. And they interviewed him for this article.
Yep.
And he said, "I cared for her. I did not manipulate her."
He said he loved her.
He loved her. He said, "If I was using her, like people suggested, why would I have stayed with her on all of those days we were on the run?" He said, "We could have split up. I could have just dumped her."
But here's the funny thing, and Rod, jump in here whenever you want. I here's the part of the article that I've always found this case fascinating, even from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
When John Maynard and I can't remember his first name, but last name, Yardley, killed that guy right over here on Shawnee Mission Parkway in 1996.
So they were in for murder for that.
Walked right up to the guy. He was waiting on his wife to come out of a store right over here on Shawnee Mission. And they just came up and shot him in the head and then took his car. But what I found fascinating was Toby Doerr, then Toby Young, says most of the time with him was really good, but there were some down times or bad times when they were holed up in that cabin in Tennessee in February of 2006. And the times he would get frustrated with her was when he thought she was being careless. And then you hear or read about how they went to a movie theater. They got spotted in a bookstore. I mean,
because I think
he'd
been cooped up for how many years
since
for murder?
He was 17 years old.
He wanted to go see a movie. And she said, as silly as that seems, I can kind of understand wanting to get out and do something, quote, normal, even though they were on the run. But we had a listener ask a really fair question about this because we were chatting about it just a little bit in the 2 o'clock hour. And it's a fair question. And I'll let you paraphrase because you read it on the text line.
Well, the texter wrote in and wanted to know, all things being equal, but turn everything around. If Toby Young, who broke John Maynard out of prison, and then they went on a 2 week long cabin sexcapade, whatever you want to say. I mean, there were adult toys and other things found in the cabin, et cetera. If Toby Young was a man and he broke out
her,
Jenna Maynard, not John Maynard, but Jenna Maynard, would you guys invite male Toby Young into the studio and have any sort of sympathy for him?
And the answer is probably no.
The answer is no.
Here's what I'll tell you. I spoke with her on the phone today, and I want to sit down and just...
Which I think is interesting because, that is a very fascinating question because, like the listener said, had this been a man who said, "I was just fed up with my marriage, the wife and I weren't getting along, and then there was this woman who was giving me attention and making me feel good, and so I wanted to help her," it would be a completely different story. Right. God, what a jerk. I can't believe this guy would do that.
Or did he manipulate her?
Was it rape?
Yeah. Did he trick her and tell her he was going to help her and then held her captive?
How can she consent to sex in a cabin in Tennessee?
People said that when they busted out, that she must have been coerced. She must have been manipulated by him to get her out. And they asked him, have you apologized to her or would you?
He said, I
have nothing to apologize about. We did this together.
Right.
And I loved her, he mm-hmm. said. And so would it be the same if we flipped it around and it was a guy? Probably not.
And I would bet you would not be interested in interviewing him in this very room.
You know why it's so interesting when a woman commits a crime like that, Scott, okay? And this wasn't embezzlement or, you know, something done in an office. I mean, this was a major world news headline-grabbing felony. When a woman does it, it's unusual. She's a mother. She's a wife. How could she do that? Why would she do that? It makes it interesting because of her gender.
I'm not saying it's not interesting. And I'm not saying it's not a provocative, intriguing story. And I want her to come in here and I want to talk to her. But I'm not really that sympathetic to Toby Young.
I am, and I don't know why. It's this redemption, this idea, and they wrote about this in the article, that you are better than the worst mistake you've ever made. Everyone listening right
now. But aren't we all?
Everyone listening. Everyone is better than the worst mistake they've ever made, unless you're John Robinson or something like that.
Okay, fair point.
Everyone is better than the worst mistake they've ever made. And so that she's able to come away from that and say, okay, look, here's what I did. Here's why I did it. Here is my husband now and the life that we live now. Mm-hmm. And I do believe I have a message for other women. I applaud her for coming out of the shadows and saying, all right, I'll talk about it.
But Dana, flip all of that around. You would not invite male Toby Young into this studio in 2 weeks from Thursday and sit down and be sympathetic.
Usually when it's men we have on the program or we talk about on the program, it's wrongly accused. Mm-hmm. It's the wrongly accused. We don't talk about the accused and redeemed, mm-hmm. the convicted and redeemed. Mm-hmm. It's the wrongly accused when it's men.
When it's men, it's usually somebody who was in prison for murder, more often than not on death row, and they were exonerated and released from prison after 30 years. This woman did 2 years, and I guarantee...
it 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Did 2 years in a prison in Houston. And I guarantee hot damn to you, if this had been a man, people would be saying, well, he must have raped her. He manipulated her, not she manipulating him. I mean, come on.
Well, because he would have been seen in a position of authority.
Or as the aggressor.
Over the female inmate. He's a volunteer, mm-hmm. as she was, coming into the prison.
Just wanted to play with dogs.
Seen as someone who has authority over her.
I just think we always have to keep this in mind. Why is it, and I don't think there's any debate over whether or not we would treat this differently if Toby Young was a man and not a woman. The question is, why would we treat it differently? Is it some sort of inherent gender bias that we always have?
Or inherent, not bias, Scott, inherent gender expectation. The almost 50-year-old wife and mother of two mm-hmm. is expected to go to the grocery store and cook a meal for her husband. She's expected to obey the laws, right down to traffic laws. You're expected to volunteer at your kid's school. We're expected to act in a certain way. And so then as a mom and wife of, I believe, two adult children at the time.
Now.
When someone takes a hard left turn and does something insane, like meet a man in prison and break out with him, mm-hmm. we're all sitting there going, what the hell was that?
Right. Where with the man, it's, well, he's thinking with that one, right. not this one. And there's no hard left turn. If it was a man, you wouldn't say hard left turn.
He fell in love with
or
her.
Did something insane. No, he was horny and he's a pervert and he took advantage of her. Anyway, Toby Young, now Toby Doerr, will join us in studio 2 weeks from Thursday. Mark your calendar. It should be fascinating. And I don't have sympathy for her. I appreciate her being willing to come in. I think the story is fascinating.
You don't have... No. What's the word I'm looking for? Any feelings that now that she's out and doing great...
Oh, I'm
and
thrilled.
...has come through that... That you can say you are rehabilitated.
Oh, absolutely.
There's redemption here.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Now, she didn't kill three people. I don't know that we'd be saying that if she was a murderer.
Well, of course we wouldn't. But I think there is an incredible double standard in America when it comes to the way we look at men and the way we look at women.
But we've created that double standard because of the gender roles with women.
And we continue to accept it with the gender roles we've created with men.
Maybe.
Okay. Jonathan Weir coming up right after the 6 o'clock news.
Dana right here with good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. And Stuart will tell you all you have to do is go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. I was actually looking over our documents over the weekend that we got from Stuart when he redid our policies. I was going through old drawers, throwing out old things that needed to be shredded. And I was reminded how simple the process was for us. I mean, really, really simple. So if you're thinking, gosh, life insurance, that sounds expensive, you will be amazed how affordable it is. If you're thinking that sounds like some drawn-out, awful process, it is not. Go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Get your free quote right there. All you got to do is plug in whether you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, and the state you live in, and boom, you are done. Then call Stuart Woodbury for all of your life insurance needs. He'll help you sort it all out. 816-792-0700 is the number to call. 816-792-0700 or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Scott Parks for my friends at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. Picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, or a photograph with a grandchild. I know there are moms out there that have put everything ahead of themselves, but now your kids are grown up, and it's your turn to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that'll show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. Again, kcsmile.com.
This is one John Mellencamp. Somebody says, hey, Scott, this is on Twitter. What city in North Carolina did you mention on the air a couple of months ago that you thought was a great vacation spot? Wilmington. It's beautiful. Somebody else on the text line points out, and it's a good point, will you ask her about her grown children? Yeah, I'm sure we will. We're talking about Toby Young, Toby Doerr, who's featured in the Sunday edition of the Kansas City Star. She helped John Maynard break out of the Lansing prison 12 years ago. I can't even believe it's been 12 years through a dog crate. Everybody remembers the story. I will say I found it interesting that her children or child, I believe it's children, did not want to comment for the story.
So here's what I'm going to say about that. I have a feeling, as with many stories like this, this is her story. And those now adult children did not choose this path.
No.
Her ex-husband did not choose.
Who also did not comment for the story.
This path. And so you cannot even begin to imagine the hurt and the betrayal and the worry and like all of those things that would be mixed into having your mother make that decision. And so my guess is she's going to say, because this is what I would say, that this is my story that I'm telling, That is their story, and I don't want to bring them into it because I certainly wouldn't want to, Scott, because that is a really horrifying byproduct of that decision she made.
You know, I found it interesting that she was the one that suggested to you, do you want me to bring my new husband, my current husband in? I'll tell you, I've done hundreds of interviews in my life, if not more. It's going to be really weird asking her these questions in front of him.
Well, but keep in mind, there's nothing he doesn't know about her journey.
Fine.
And so, and I think anyone would tell you, like, I'm the person I am because of all the things I've done up to this point. No one knows that better than he does.
Yeah, and the star was rather cryptic in a line where they said he, too, had some issues in the past.
But doesn't everybody?
I couldn't figure out what that
doesn't
meant.
Everybody?
I mean, she likes bad boys. She likes men with a record.
Maybe, I guess.
You know, you would never want to be judged on your worst day.
Oh, God, no.
I don't even want to be judged on my best.
Yeah, my best isn't really all that great.
I know. Hey, enjoy the show tonight, my friend. Get ready. It's a freak show.
I'm looking forward to it.
It is a freak show. Alice Cooper in town tonight. The original. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, Kansas City's mayor is polling for more gun control laws. More next.
Hey, we should point out, by the way, the keyword to cash is rapid. Rapid 72881. Nebraska Furniture Mart is turning 81. Cheers to 81 brilliant years of style, savings, and selection. Hey, it's Scott Parks. And the more you buy, the more you save during the Mart's 81st anniversary sale. Whatever your style, whatever your budget, the Mart has an incredible selection of furniture, flooring, appliances, electronics, home decor, with something for everyone. And you can trust the Mart's friendly sales professionals to help you make the best choice from their huge selection. And talk about convenience. Most items are available for easy pickup or quick delivery. To celebrate their anniversary, save 8, 10, even 12% off the already low price on qualifying furniture and flooring purchases. Shop hot anniversary deals on appliances and electronics, too. The Mart makes it easy with 24-month financing store-wide on qualifying purchases $4.99 or more. See the store for details. Don't miss Nebraska Furniture Mart's 81st anniversary event.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.